The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has weighed into the continuing concerns about child sexual abuse in the Northern Territory. He yesterday phoned the Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner to discuss a number of recent sexual assaults on children over which other young people have been charged. Now today, the peak body for Aboriginal Health, the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory, has been outspoken on the recent media reporting around these sensitive issues. They've also been critical of the Territory Government's response so far. Let's get more. Our reporter in Darwin is Stephanie Zillman. Steph, just get us up to date on what's the latest when it comes to this child protection crisis, really, in the Northern Territory.
Linda, tragically, it seems that these reports of child sexual abuse aren't going anywhere, but the experts are saying that the number of incidents isn't increasing. It's actually worse than that. It's that the problems plaguing remote communities in particular have been left to fester and have been at a crisis level for quite some time now. Earlier this week, a 16-year-old was charged with sexual intercourse without consent involving a very young child in the Central Australian community of Alikarang. It was only a month ago that a 24-year-old man was charged with sexually assaulting a 2-year-old girl in Tennant Creek. Now, the Territory Government has just had a $50 million Royal Commission, an 18-month inquiry that canvassed these very issues. Of course, you mentioned that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rang the Chief Minister Michael Gunner to talk about all of this. It's certainly on the front page of the papers. We're reporting it on the ABC. Now, a short time ago, I spoke with Donna Archie, the chairperson of AMSANT, the Australian Medical Services Alliance of the Northern Territory, who said she's felt compelled to comment on what they see as, in part, media sensationalism.
Firstly, can I categorically say that sexual offences are abhorrent and they actually need to be addressed with the full force of the law. Now, when we look at the situation that occurred in Alikarang, it is our understanding that we've been advised that the 4-year-old boy has actually suffered no physical injuries, and the report in the Australian newspaper that he was transferred to Alice Springs Hospital because of severe injuries is untrue. He was transferred to enable a proper forensic assessment, even though there were no signs of injuries on examination. So, you know, this doesn't mean that there isn't been no harm in some way, but we're actually concerned with the way in which the reporting is occurring in these particular incidences.
The Northern Territory has just had a Royal Commission into Youth Detention and Child Protection. Are the recommendations of that inquiry not being implemented quickly enough?
Look, we think that there does need to be a redoubling of efforts to implement the recommendations of the Royal Commission. And we want that done in partnership with NT Aboriginal leaders, which is why AMSAN is calling for the first meeting of the new tripartite forum recommended by the Royal Commission that will include the Northern Territory Government, the Commonwealth Government, and Aboriginal leaders from APONT. That tripartite forum needs to be established as a matter of priority. We also think that there needs to be immediate funding of evidence-based family support services across the Northern Territory, but in particular, a priority in urgent investment into the Barkly region for enhanced family support services and programs. Now, this is resource intensive, but we know it works. This model has at Congress been independently evaluated on 2 occasions, and both evaluations have shown that there's been an improvement in school attendance and a reduction in adverse events for children.
And you're concerned that there's still not appropriate assessments of mental health or screening for FASD, that's fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. You're concerned that those assessments aren't being done for alleged offenders, is that right?
Absolutely. We need to be assured, and if this isn't happening, then the necessary multidisciplinary assessment is required to diagnose and manage any neurodevelopmental disorders, including FASD. And then, obviously, as a result of that assessment, there then needs to ensure that we've got the appropriate interventions in terms of service delivery.
Donna Archie is the chairperson of AMSANT, Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.